Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Or just go to jimblasingame.com and you'll find all my books there. Holly Wade is here. Holly is the Director of Research and Policy Analysis at the NFIB. She brings with her the NFIB's legendary, immortal index of small business optimism. It is the gold standard, my friends, on the planet for small business surveying. Holly, thanks again for bringing it with you, for doing the awesome work here. Of course, we have to give a major shout out to our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, the father of this report that he's been doing for almost a half a century, and we think about him all the time. And he was with me for many years, and he got a little sick, and he's still recovering though, folks. I know those of you who remember Bill, and Holly, we thank you for stepping in and doing such a great job with us over the last several months. Holly, a little bit more. Let's talk a little bit more about the survey, the new survey. Capital spending is up, and that's good news, isn't it?
That is really good news. That small business owners are finding opportunities to, you know, expand, or they just have the finances to spend some money to replace furniture and equipment and expand their business. And so that part of the equation in the small business sector was great to see in this new survey. It's been at very low levels for quite some time as business owners were, you know, holding their money as tightly as possible because of not knowing where they were kind of, you know, as far as sales or sales expectations. But now that small business owners are a bit more comfortable about kind of the lay of the land and what they can expect going forward, they're spending a bit more money and planning a few more capital expenditures, and that was great to see.
Well, and one of the things that's helped them do that, has helped them as a great bridge, is evident in your research that you also did on the coronavirus help, the Paycheck Protection Program and the EIDL loan. 74% of your respondents said that they actually submitted an application for PPP, and that was millions of small business owners got help, and I talked to a bunch of them about it, and they said that, you know, by blending that money with their own money, they were able to bridge a period of time where even the strong companies might, because they were so shut down, because the revenue just fell off the table. Customers were prevented from coming in. If they hadn't been for that help, they might not have made it. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Every about 2 to 4 weeks, we survey small business owners, a random sample of our membership, related and ask them questions related to coronavirus relief efforts. And much of that obviously revolves around the Paycheck Protection Program. And it has been hugely helpful in bridging the gap from the onset of the health crisis at the beginning months. You know, most small business owners, they have exhausted their funds, but it was critical in keeping the doors open and being able to, you know, pay their employees and pay their expenses to get through those initial months. And now that, you know, and also giving them some time to be able to adjust business operations so they can continue going forward. And, you know, that allowed some breathing room. You know, right now in the last survey, we now know that, you know, most have exhausted their funds and are looking to try and make sure they get that loan forgiven. Mm-hmm. And that is about as important as the loan in itself initially. And so NFIB is doing a lot of education and webinars to support those education efforts to make sure that they can take full advantage of getting those loans forgiven and have the process be as stress-free as possible, even
those
though it
the,
is tremendously stressful.
Yeah, the two big issues now with this is, number one, what's the forgiveness process? How is that going to play out? In fact, I've recently found out that even though the SBA has received a fairly small percentage of the overall number of forgiveness documents that have been approved by the bank, the SBA still hasn't acted on that. And the bankers I talk to say, you know, they're not even sending any reports in because they don't even really have a path to get them finalized. There's still some issue about, they did recently declare that if you got under 50,000, there's a special easy form for you. And
yeah.
There's another easy form out there. There's still a lot of flux in this thing. But the other thing is the forgiveness. But also, did your people say anything about whether they'd like to have another round of people?
Oh yes.
What'd they say?
Yes. So about half of small business owners, when asked if they anticipate needing additional financial support, about 50% say yes. That revenues are still far below pre-crisis levels. That they, you know, would benefit hugely from another round of PPP. Mm-hmm. And there's still $130 billion left in the program. And so, you know, $130 billion would go a long way.
Out on Main Street. And the interesting thing is that's one of the most interesting things is that there was that much left. And apparently people who didn't get it the first time didn't go get that. So for whatever reason. But the people who got it the first time would like to have more of it. It's an interesting dynamic here we got going on, folks. And we'll see how it plays out. It's 10 till. We're going to come right back with Holly Wade with the NFIB after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.